Just think, the VBS heist or Marikana or the Gupta leaks. So many of the stories that have not only captured the public imagination, but have come to define what South Africa's democracy has looked like, as so many of our political leaders have been accused of either corruption or at least turning away from the oath of office they swore to uphold the Constitution. So many of these stories would not be what they are in the public mind were it not for public interest journalism and the investigations that have covered, that have helped to uncover the rot. The Daily Maverick, which is one of South Africa's largest online publications, is shutting down for just today. And they're doing this because they want to highlight the plight of journalism, not only in South Africa, but perhaps even the world over. Newsrooms are under pressure, underfunded, and it ought to matter to all of us. I'm so pleased to tell you that joining us for this morning's conversation is Stili Haralambos, who is, of course, the CEO of Daily Maverick. Stili, great to have you on the show this morning. It's extraordinary to remember that the Daily Maverick began publishing in 2009, and it's been 15 years of stellar journalism of the highest order.
Yeah, thank you, Bongani. It's been quite a journey. 15 years is a long time. Feels like 150 human years. We've been through a lot. We've done a lot. We've grown from 5 people in a small boardroom in Hyde Park to now just over 100 people through very trying times and a global disruption of journalism as well. And so it's been an incredible journey to be able to try and grow an organization in such difficult and trying circumstances.
You have 10 monthly unique browsers as the Daily Maverick. As I said in my introduction, you're one of South Africa's largest publishers. You've also got that weekly print edition. Someone listening to us might say, but hang on, how are you in trouble?
Yeah, Bongani, just to a small correction, there's 10 million monthly unique visitors to the website. And that's part of the problem, is that as the digital democratization of information and news has happened, it's made access easier, but the business model has been severely disrupted. And so the industry has gone from being primarily driven by advertising revenue, and that has shifted in the migration to digital. And the economics no longer work to be able to support and sustain newsrooms of our size. And so what we've seen happen as a result of that is that newsrooms around the country have been shutting down. Before COVID, there was a report that that said we've lost about half of our newsroom media workforce since Daily Maverick started in 2009. That's obviously been made worse by COVID. We estimate another 20% of our colleagues have lost or left the industry as a result of these economics and the business model that can no longer sustain that. And so we are now definitely in crisis mode, even though we have pockets of growth, pockets of excellence, and pockets of sustainability. But those are few and far between in amongst the news deserts that are now springing up all over the country.
In the era of fake news and post-truth, there are some people who are cynical and don't necessarily trust journalism. Why is it important for us to make sure we protect particularly public interest journalism?
Yeah, you know, part of that democratization that I was talking about is that now everyone is a broadcaster. Everyone is able to go and air their views online, which is great. But also with that means there's a flood of stuff which comes out, which is unverified, untested, doesn't go through a professional process of checking, of sourcing, of editing, having a second and third set of eyes on information that goes out, and also to do the hard work. Bongani, you know, we have lots of people sitting at home on their phones, on their laptops, and just commenting and sharing their opinions, as opposed to what journalists do, which is to go out into the streets, you know, have boots on the ground, going out, speaking to people, scouring through documents and information and verifying. And so I think as more and more information, mis and disinformation comes into that space and clouds what is the truth and what is as close to the truth and reality as possible, we need more journalists doing that hard work of being a public service to society. It helps protect democracy. It helps people make better decisions, more informed decisions. We're going into an election now. And I just think about all the hard work that we've done around investigations, interrogating manifestos, asking tough questions, creating opportunities to go deep on topics that normally wouldn't go beyond a 1 minute TikTok video, for example. And so those are all the reasons we need journalism and we need more journalists. And unfortunately, the trend is going the other way.
Investigative journalism is hard work. It's often thankless work because by the time a story comes together, it often means for those who are really doing the digging, at times, months of not being able to confirm the information sources are giving you, as you say, whether, of course, it's pouring through pages and pages and reams of paper, going undercover, finding out information from sources that you have to verify and double check and double check. But were it not for the kind of investigative journalism you've been known for, we might not have known the full extent of what happened at Marikana, for example. Certainly the trove of information that came out of the Gupta leaks, perhaps even the firing of people like Tom Moyane from the South African Revenue Service. And I could go on and on and on and on and on and on. I suppose as we wrap up this conversation, what is the significance then of this shutdown? And for people who are constant browsers on your website, what would you like to say?
Well, first of all, as you mentioned, I'd like them to picture what this country would be like without all of those, without the impact of all of those investigations and the daily work that we and our colleagues put out there. We would have a very different country. We would have a very different country at the leadership level of this country, you know, from the presidency to the health ministry to the revenue service. All of those positions have been impacted by the work of whistleblowers and investigative journalists. And I urge the people who are listening to the show to think about what that would mean for the state of our democracy, what life would have been like in COVID, what the state of our economy would have been like had SARS been continued to be eroded through what was happening there. And what the level of GDP would be like in the state of business and unemployment. And then to think, what is that worth to us to continue to support and sustain a very important cog of our democracy? And then once they've done thinking about it, to take action, because that's what we really need, is we really need the support of the business community. We need the support of the public. And while we're there as well, we also need to look at policy reform and regulations that can make the support of independent and public interest journalism easier to do across all of those communities I mentioned.
Stile Halalumbus, who's the CEO of the Daily Maverick, talking to us there. The website will be back up after midnight this evening.